Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 277.
Yeah, girl. Almost 280, am I right?
Yep. You guys, we have to have a little talk before we begin. No, it's a positive talk.
Oh, okay. Oh,
thank God. You guys, I don't know how to express just like how, I don't even know, overwhelmed with emotion I am each time we've launched the GoFundMe for the Janet lawsuit. Like, obviously I know people are invested and they like want to help us fight.
Yeah, but it's insane.
It's just like, you guys are insane, but like amazing insane. We're just so grateful. Especially this round, it was like really overwhelming. Like, we already owed our lawyer stuff that he'd already done. And it was just like, oh my God, how are we going to keep doing this? And you guys, in 24 hours, we're like about to hit the goal.
Yeah, no, it honestly, it means the world. And the fact that you guys are so generous. I mean, some people are donating again and have already donated before, which is insane.
Whoever the anonymous person is that donated $2,000.
Literally, somebody donated $2,000.
Genuinely, what I'm like, was that a typo? Did you mean 200? Because like, I thought that
and I was like, yikes, let us know.
I know.
We'll give it back.
Yeah, literally. It was anonymous too, so we can't even thank them.
I joked about having the rich girlies, but I guess there are rich girlies.
Whoever you are, I don't know. Thank you. Also, thank you to the people that donated $5 or $10. Like, anything has been so great.
Quickly.
Because there's so many girlies. And I also want to shout out the people that, I feel like there was several, I was reading through the comments and you guys are so sweet. And I was just like literally about to cry the whole time. But I think I'm about to get my period.
Same. Not as insane halfway across the country.
Well, there was several comments that was like, I wish so badly I could donate, but I can't. Or like people expressing that they felt really bad that they couldn't. And I just want to say,
at all.
Genuinely wasn't expecting as many people to even be interested in donating this time, because it is the third time and it's a lot.
And we're all tired of the lawsuit. So we're like, is the same like fire that was making people donate before because they're annoyed that Janet is doing this? Like, is it still ignited? Like,
it
are we here?
So.
Or does nobody give a fuck? But yeah, people were so generous and like, honestly, thank you. It means a lot. So we appreciate it.
And there was so many people that were like, I'm like not in a financial place to donate right now. I'm so sorry. And I'm like, first of all, don't be sorry. Thank you for thinking about it. But then they would follow up with like, so instead, I'm going to watch all of the videos. I'm going to have them playing in the background for just all time.
Oh my God.
I'm like, you're so sweet.
No, you guys are sweeter than we deserve most of the time. Like, genuinely, it is an insane community that we've built here. And it's just like so tangible in moments like that where it's like you kind of see the manifestation of like everything that's built up in the last 3 years. And I just think it's really amazing. And I see like the girlies talking amongst themselves too sometimes, and like the community they've built. And I'm like, wow,
that's what really gets me. There was people saying that like they couldn't donate because they're going through a hard time. And then they'd say something about what they're going through. And then there would be a bunch of responses from other girlies being like, it's like just supporting them and being so cute. And it was just like,
yeah, no, it's insane.
I'm going to cry thinking about it. Okay.
We're very lucky.
We should start the episode, but I just wanted to say thank you so much from Kitty and Becca too. Like, we're just blown away by the support and all the girlies that are like, oh, Janet thought we weren't just gonna get more petty as time went on. And
I'm like, yeah, bitch.
Touche.
But anyway, we do have an episode for you, and dare I say, quite an interesting one. I didn't tell Lily one of the topics. I saw it last night. I sent it to our researcher like at 3 a.m. God bless. I hope it didn't wake her up. And I just said, like, please, like, start gathering this whenever you wake up. Like, this is amazing. It's not amazing. It's just like so interesting, I think. But we'll start first with our good friend, not good friend at all, actual demon, Jeffree Star.
I haven't seen this one too, because I've been just up to my eyeballs in lawsuits. You know, it's serious when I'm drinking Dr. Pepper.
Oh, I couldn't see what you were drinking. It looks kind of like a Truly can.
It feels so small.
Wait, does it help you focus, or like, what's the vibes? What does it do?
I wouldn't say it helps me focus, but it just probably is like better than being, I don't even get tipsy. I wouldn't say I drink like maybe half of my Truly ever, but you know, just keeping the alcohol away so I can zone in on pulling everything in my digital footprint. But anyway.
Okay. So I don't really like to talk about Jeffree Star unless it actually, like, I feel like it's a topic that needs to be discussed. And that's simply because I find him to be quite unbearable. Like, I just find, you know this. I mean, I don't need to, it's not a secret. Yeah. Like, I just don't like seeing him, hearing his voice. He has, if you don't already know, pretty much one of the worst digital footprints of any beauty guru. I think that's a safe statement right there. Like, maybe not on the internet in general. There's pretty bad digital footprints out there, but his is really bad.
It ranges from like quite a few different controversial things. It's not just like he fucked up doing this one thing a few times, even of the one. It's like everything. All the isms, all of the.
Yep. All the isms. Yeah. Yes, that's the best way to describe it. And also, just in general, the things that we've seen and covered on this channel over time have been so dark and disturbing and deprived when it comes to Jeffree Star that no sit-down apology, no anything can redeem him in my eyes. He is one of the few people online that no matter what, I look at him with great, I don't know what the word is, but like disdain, I guess. Like, I can't get past it. The things I've seen, I can't unsee.
Well, it's actually funny because I don't even think we have covered that dark of stuff from him because I think we had just seen it already.
What?
Because it's like older stuff that we wouldn't have.
Didn't we cover? No, I think we literally watched the video of the guy falling down the staircase.
No, I think you and me like reference it, but I don't think we've ever played it.
Oh my God. Well, he like literally.
I don't think we should play it.
Yeah, no, we won't play it. But it's like a guy that was really drunk that I think he was supposed to be hooking up with. And he was like throwing up in the toilet. And Jeffree was filming him, mocking him, making like fun of him. Yeah, and ended up like shoving him down a flight of stairs. And like the guy was like so vulnerable.
He tells him to like get out and he's going to kill him if he doesn't or something. And the guy looks genuinely terrified. And he has his pants like around his ankles and then like almost falls down the stairs. It's not a fun watch, but
no, not a fun watch.
That's like one glimpse into that. It was that era, especially. It's just like when people didn't realize you weren't supposed to put everything online. Jeffree did.
It looks like I'm in Love is Blind with this. You like it?
What were we going to get those for one time?
The award show?
Maybe.
There's something in here. It's swimming about.
Oh. Swimming.
Yeah. I don't know if it has legs, but something in here. Oh, got it. Yeah, he just has a really, really bad digital footprint. Most of you know about that. But anyway, that's not like super relevant, but it kind of is in this topic. Because anytime he talks about anything, I'm like, ugh, Jeffree, quiet. Enough. Yeah. Like, I just don't want to hear from you. What we're going to be discussing today is Jeffree Star technically calling out Nikki Tutorials, kind of. It felt like that. And then also definitely calling out James Charles, which is really ironic because talk about pot calling the kettle black for something different. But like, come on.
I mean, I'm not going to say don't call out James Charles.
No. But it's just like wrong messenger. Which is what it felt like in the Bi Sister era, too.
Where it was like maybe wrong messenger.
Exactly. But this all surrounds a Louis Vuitton eyeshadow palette. So a little bit of backstory here. Louis Vuitton launched makeup, which they hadn't previously had.
Yeah,
and they did it with Pat McGrath being the like beauty ambassador behind it. And Pat McGrath has her own huge line of makeup available at Sephora. I own a bunch of stuff from Pat McGrath, and she is known for like her very, very good quality makeup. It is super expensive.
Not me.
Crazy expensive.
Just finding out right now that Pat McGrath is a woman.
What? You didn't know that? Pat McGrath is like a legend in the makeup industry.
I know the name. I just feel like I've never seen her or anything. And I just never.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably because like there's like Patrick Starr, like, I don't know, Pat. But good to know.
This is her.
Yeah, no, definitely never seen her before. But familiar with the makeup, know that it's supposed to be really good. But is it that Pat McGrath, the company, is making it, or it's that she's just personally the ambassador?
No, she is personally, and she's not the ambassador. She is the cosmetics creative director.
Okay, but it's totally separate from her company. It's like she was totally hired separate. By Louis Vuitton separately. Got it.
Yeah. Now, people did kind of know, like, oh, is that why Pat McGrath hasn't like launched anything in her business recently? Like, her line hasn't really come out with
anything. I do wonder
new.
How people are able to do things like that and like run a company, but then also start something else. I'm like, what?
I mean, probably by maintaining what she's already built while focusing on this and like spending all her time doing this. And I don't know anything about like how much she's been paid or what the fucking deal is, but I think that most people know when they think Louis Vuitton, they think expensive. Like nothing from Louis Vuitton is going to be cheap.
No.
I think that there are very, very high-end makeup products like YSL and other designer brands that maybe some people don't think are on par with Louis Vuitton, but like they also make makeup. And I'll tell you this right now, one lipstick is not like $150. And
yeah, then like they're still
here
reasonably,
comes Louis Vuitton.
They're just like higher
that.
End of the price points for makeup, but it's not like, wow, that's like a whole new ballpark.
Exactly. So when Louis Vuitton launched a 200 $450 four eyeshadow palette with the tiniest eyeshadows I feel like I've ever seen in my life. It ruffled a lot of feathers. And that's just in general. That's like, and I'm going to show it to you now. Like, yeah, the palette is nice. Who gives a fuck? Does the palette, do I get to wear the palette out?
The packaging? You like,
yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't really.
It's like, it's so heavy.
Doesn't okay, really give you a so return on hold? The investment.
No, at all. Some people like that shit. I will say I'm not the most designer loving person, so maybe I'm biased here, but I also feel like just in this day and age when so many people are struggling, like it just actually seems insane. Like it seems batshit crazy to come out with this.
Well, I'm like, I can appreciate good packaging and stuff, but like also it's not going on display as an art piece.
Right. Well, some people would, and one of those people we'll get to in a second. You're gonna love this.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so they launched this and a couple of people started doing reviews. So they send out PR packages to multiple people. One of those people is Jeffree Star. And also one of those people is our friend, Glamzilla. And you're going to love her review.
I thought you were going to be like Kathleen Lights.
No, she didn't get that PR girl.
Not friend of the show.
No, not friend of the show.
Yeah, I haven't thought about Glamzilla in a while. I'm not mad about it. Quick question, just for context. What would you say the price of a four shadow palette for like a normal makeup brand would be like? $40
Well, it really, really, really depends on what you define as normal. So there's like drugstore makeup, you know, there's makeup like I got a Wet n Wild palette.
Makeup that's you would like buy at like bucks. Sephora.
Okay, so like you're talking like mid to high end type of makeup. Oh, I guess if you're like a NARS, it's like in the, oh, that's expensive. What the fuck is happening with makeup? I remember when everything used to be affordable, but like Hourglass is charging $68 for a palette of four and it's just mattes.
Shit.
YSL though, comparable, I feel, to like Louis Vuitton, $69.
Okay. So still a lot, but yeah, but not like in the triple digits.
No, and I remember even when Patrick Ta launched those little two eyeshadow palettes, even though those eyeshadows were really big, he charged $42 for those palettes and people lost their fucking mind. Like, we're not paying $42 for two eyeshadows. That's insane. So yeah. I think it can get like kind of expensive. Even $100 would be batshit, I would say.
Yeah, but so normal range is usually like anywhere from like 20 to 70.
70, I guess. Yeah, on the higher end of makeup.
And this was 250?
250. Yeah, cool. A little bit high up there. Now, Glamzilla, I want to play like her intro and then I want to jump to when she tries the palette because, oh, I just love her. I really do. And I don't is what I mean.
By love, she means.
Yeah, not. I don't love her.
Yes.
I just got a delivery from Louis Vuitton.
I love it so much.
Isn't there a clip of like Kris Kardashian pronouncing it like very as if she's French?
He messes up every name.
She's cringing.
She'll be like, hey, so yeah, this is so much fun. Oh my God, we're going to go to the Louis Vuitton store. And then she'll like change her accent.
Coco Chanel.
I got to ask Nassim how he feels about that. Because I'm like, I know it's like the proper, but isn't it a little bit silly? Like, I don't know.
It's like when my mom tries to say croissant. And I'm like, you're from Ohio. Come on.
Or like when like a white lady goes to a Mexican restaurant, she's like, can I get the like tortilla? You know what I mean? Like, it just like, it feels a little bit like silly, but you know, slay for trying to get the pronunciation right. Okay, I'll give it to her.
Sure.
You know exactly what this is. Gosh, I'm so excited. There's a note. After 5 years working on La Beauté Louis Vuitton, I'm thrilled to share this universe with you. Okay, you know what? I can't even finish the rest of the card. Let's get into it. Okay.
That's an awfully big bag for a foreshadow.
Just heavy, right? But hold on. Before we dive in, don't forget the creative director for all of this is Mother, is Dame Pat McGrath.
Is
then by Pat
Mother.
McGrath.
The GOAT. So I'm so ready. Icon, legend. We're going to open it. Oh. Wow. Friend, look at it. It's like very luxurious.
Yeah, it fucking better be.
You haven't even opened it.
Yeah, so I don't like, I know she does this for like engagement and shit, but it really yanks my chain. I don't like this. Like, I don't like, not only that the eyeshadow palette is $250, the lipsticks are like $150. That's already fucking ridiculous. But then you're going to pretend that like, oh my God, this is like, it's amazing. You haven't even touched it. Like, it's just like, obviously
not
worth
it. It
literally
could be filled with shit and they would be like, oh my God.
Literally. She does the lipsticks, but I'm going to skip past those because I want you to see the eyeshadow. Oh my God, wait, no. Actually, hold on. I have to show you one of the things she said about the lipstick because it cracked me up.
Look at the packaging. I'm literally experiencing this for the first time with you. And as a beauty lover, I am geeking out. Look at the top. Look at that top. And it's very heavy. I wonder what color I got. Oh, Oh, there's no shade name at the bottom. Oh my God, that's bougie.
When she said I literally lost my mind. I'm like,
the bougie or confusing?
No, bougie, confusing. And also if any other brand, like if ColourPop did it or M Cosmetics or any other brand,
she would shit on it.
It would be like, how am I supposed to know what lipstick I have?
Exactly. That would be like a problem, like a criticism, not a, ooh.
It's a bougie.
Not a selling point.
No shade name.
So these are the e.l.f. Pout Clout Lip Plumping Pens. So let's see. I'm using the shade. What shade is this? It's got no shade. Let me see the packaging. I don't know what shade this is.
And also the top doesn't show what lipstick it is. So if I have multiple of these, I have no idea what's happening. Like, what the fuck? That's awful.
That's ridiculous.
Very luxurious. Very beautiful. Classic at the same time. And the back just says Louis Vuitton Perry. Wow.
It's like a compact.
Literally, this, I'm not trying to even be dramatic about it. This is giving, at best, like Estee Lauder, because Estee Lauder Clinique, that's the name. Like, it's giving like an eyeshadow my grandma would have slayed the house boots with. Yeah,
it's giving very much like 60-year-old woman goes and buys it at Nordstrom.
Yeah, boring. Thank you. With all the eyeshadow, I get not everybody wants glitter toppers. Like, I understand that. But with all the eyeshadows we have on the market right now, with what Pat McGrath puts out, the most insane, wet looking, like, I mean, it's just like, really, really unique shadows.
Yeah, these are just kind of like bland, muted neutrals that.
And the fact that you don't even do eyeshadow like that and you can clock that, like, this is like boring.
Yeah.
But anyway, are you ready to see her swatch it?
I'm sorry, friend. I cannot swatch this. I cannot. This is very special, okay? Louis Vuitton sent this to me.
Bitch! When she said that, I'm like, you
didn't
can't?
They send it to you for you to try? Like, what do you mean?
So Jeffree Star got this in PR. And he loved it. He thought it slayed and he posted a review of it using it and thought it was amazing. Now, he did get this in PR.
Doesn't he always say that he doesn't?
Yeah, but he's like the Trump of the makeup world. Like, it's just like, I don't need the money. But then it's like, you got PR, you lick their ass. But also in general, I think he is a designer whore. Like, he is someone that matters to him. His image
he
matters
Gucci
to him.
He wears sweatpants.
Yeah, as much as he wants to pretend he's out with the yaks in the back of his ranch, like, that's really not what's happening. And he, in fact, places value on like optics over everything. And I think that that's why he loves this more than anything. I really don't think he's giving this a glowing review just because they sent him PR.
Well, yeah, because I know his whole thing is like that he can't be bought. You can't pay him to say stuff. But it's like, yeah, but if it's Louis Vuitton, then you're just going to like it anyway.
Yeah, 100%.
So I'm sure you've seen the Louis Vuitton makeup line. It's been revealed. There's reviews everywhere. I think we saved the best review for last. This truly feels like Christmas. I have been waiting for Louis Vuitton to make makeup for so long.
Okay, God bless. God bless, honestly. I'm so sorry to say this. I did just get Botox today, baby Botox right here.
Okay,
right here,
literally?
Right here. Only the tiniest bit. It was $100. Like, it was literally no Botox. Like, it was so little and it hasn't kicked in yet, so don't believe me. But when I tell you, I'm not joking. I was prepping this topic and I showed my injector, Jeffree Star, and I said, no, thank you. Okay. Please don't do this to me.
Okay. No, leading up to when we were filming, we were talking about her getting Botox and I've gotten it many a time. She said, oh my God, when we get to the Jeffree Star thing, like, you're going to have to look at his face. And like, I don't ever remember, like, obviously I could tell he would have gotten Botox before. I wouldn't have been surprised, but it wasn't like overtly like,
he cannot
oh my God.
Move barely his eyes.
This is different than I've ever seen him. This is like, literally there was no expression at all. Like,
no. And you're going to see in this topic, like, he has moments where he gets mad and where he's frustrated, but you only know by his voice.
Because I do feel like in the past, like, he is very expressive and dramatic and stuff. And like, it was probably muted from getting Botox before, but this is like the whole upper part of his face doesn't move.
No. None of it. I literally, like, his mouth.
Like, his eyelids
moves.
Don't even open. Why? Like, he can't even get his eyes open.
His eyebrows never move if you look at them. Never. And then his eyes will slightly open, maybe a millimeter more, but that's it. And that is what I would like to say is too much Botox. Like, I'm not even trying to be mean, but like, it was alarming because I was focused on the Botox because I got Botox and I was like looking at this video.
You don't have to, even if you hadn't told me anything, I would have noticed.
Right?
This is like
it's
a new
worse.
Thing, I feel like, and it makes me feel like he went to a new person and
they fucked him up.
Yeah.
They because said,
this
so
is
you don't want to move.
A new development.
Like, I feel like he sleeps and his eyes are like a little bit open.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
My life. Here she is in all her glory. Oh my God.
Did he get more than Godzilla?
Yeah, he did. Actually, he did. They gave her the like basic PR package and he got the extra special one. I want to show him using the palette because that's what we're talking about.
One matte, three satin metallics. Let's see if they actually work because that's the big question. For such a high price point, does it really work? Launching makeup brushes in November. Let's give this a swirl. Now we're gonna go in with the darkest shade, of course, and I'm just gonna tuck this right here.
Its eyebrows don't move at
all. No, they don't. They don't. Like, don't, you can't even focus on it because it will literally, like, you'll just not be able to pay attention to anything else. It was driving me nuts earlier. He went into the darkest shade, which I feel like in general is like, you don't do that in makeup. And I feel like he was trying to prove that this had pigment and like, because it's such a boring palette. So he just went in straight with like dark brown and was like doing the darker colors because everything about the rest of the palette is just whatever. But the fact that he like likes that the brown is like consistent, like it's not patchy. Yeah, it better not be patchy for $250. I expect it to have pigment, but at the very least, I also expect it to be a very nice palette, and it's not that. And he pretends that it is.
Oh.
Like, what are you owing at? My Wet n Wild palette does this.
I was just gonna say, I feel like drugstore makeup would do that.
Absolutely. Like, especially nowadays, drugstore makeup would eat this up.
Also, especially like, yeah, the packaging is nice in terms of like, I guess it looks glamorous, whatever, it's whatever. But he is such like a proponent of like, everything has to look good and like be super functional and everything.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's all he's talked about. Well, not that I watch his content. It's mostly just what I'm pulling from like when he did the Shane palette.
Right.
I know he was like super vocal about that. And this just feels like, really? You're like going to be raving over something that's like, look at him holding it. It's like it's miniature.
Yeah. And I don't know why my For You page has been feeding me people making fun of the one scene in the Shane documentary with Jeffrey where he's like choosing the color story. And they're not him acting like he was about to crack a fucking code, like decoding a bomb, like doing the most insane shit that you've ever seen before, and then you look at the color story of the palette and you're like, what the fuck is this?
Whoa.
And Shane was like, oh, wow, oh, like literally like making those audible noise. That was such a time to be alive. Like, what a fever dream we all lived through together. Anyway, check out how he puts on this super lackluster shade that reminds me of like 2015 MAC that is like not giving on the lid at all. Look at how he puts this on right now.
The shadow is more of a bronzy satin metallic and it is really pretty. Blending
is it really pretty?
Effortlessly. Hi. Took that little dark plum color and I connected it. Now let's go into this beautiful sparkly metallic burgundy.
Like, I get what he means, but he tried to use the brown as like a topper, like to do like the lid shade, but it's such an ugly lid. Like, it's not, you know, that eye look is not $250 right now, what we're looking at.
Now we're just gonna buff it lightly right under the waterline and go into the darker color. To utilize all the shades, this is a beautiful finisher for right in the inner corner. Let's finish the eye with a little F-proof mascara from Jeffree Star Cosmetics. We've tried and tested Louis Vuitton's first ever beauty launch. Let's get into our final thoughts. This was the most highly anticipated review of the summer, and Louis Vuitton did not disappoint. Okay.
They did not disappoint.
My thoughts on Jeffree Star, aside as a person, I do feel like usually when I see his makeup looks, I'm
looks better than this.
It's impressive. Am I missing?
No, it looks bad. Like, no, it doesn't look great.
It looks like I did it.
I'm so tired. Yeah, it's not looking $250 worth. I will say that much. If I spend $250, even as a whole, in my purchase for Sephora, I need that makeup to eat down. I need it to slay super hard. This would piss me off. If I got those four shades, it would piss me off. There are some people who still put a lot of weight on Jeffree Star's word and that he is Jeffree Star approving things. And when it's Jeffree Star approved, like you said, he can't be bought and it's really good. And then he goes and does some shit like this because he's a designer ass licker. And that is frustrating, especially nowadays.
Well, he's wearing a Louis Vuitton shirt.
Yeah, he's wearing. No, he boasts. We'll see in a minute. He boasts about the fact that he doesn't give a shit if it was sent in PR because he spent millions at Louis Vuitton. And I'm like, you are a monster.
Yeah, I'm sure he has like Louis Vuitton dog collars.
No, like actually, I'm not joking. I can't be friends with, like, not only because he's Jeffree Star and he seems like the worst person ever, like nightmare blunt rotation final boss. But like in general, I could not be friends with someone who spent millions of dollars in designer stuff. That would literally indicate to me that you might just be a really bad person.
I get when like people want to have like if like a Louis Vuitton bag or even like if they really were wanted a suitcase or something. Like, sure, yeah, I guess that's like a collector's item, whatever. I'm like, I prefer my away luggage, but whatever. Yeah.
But millions? He said he spent $150,000 on a pool table from Louis Vuitton.
See, that I think is insane. Even though like when I'm thinking of like people that wear like Gucci, Louis Vuitton, like slippers or like stuff that it's just like, what?
Well, honestly, I'd get down like, more with slippers point? Than anything, because it's like if you're going to get use out of it and you're not just putting it up in your closet and hoarding wealth in a roundabout way, because it's not like you're hoarding it in your bank account, but you're hoarding it in your fucking rooms.
Yeah. No, I guess weird. For me, though, it's like when it's like doesn't have the same like weight as like a bag or something that's like that's what I feel like Louis Vuitton's known for. Like when it's just like something that is like a normal product that you could buy and it's probably the exact, like nothing is special about it. It's just that it has Louis Vuitton on it.
Yeah. I'm certainly all for like, if you work hard to make your money, have fun with it, you know, enjoy your life, do things like go travel, help your family, help your friends when you can. But I genuinely don't believe that hoarding designer items is like ethically good. I think that there's a problem there.
I guess though, I do wonder like, cause as you said, he already spends so much on it anyway. Is it cause he like wants to stay on their PR list?
No,
or is it just
because
he's like delusional? Like, that do one. You think he knows it's bad? Or do you think he genuinely likes it just because he's like conditioned to think that Louis Vuitton is amazing?
Yes, I think that one. Now, next we have Nikki Tutorials, who wasn't on the PR list for a very specific reason. We'll get into that in a second. Turns out she has some beef with Pat McGrath and there's some history there.
Oh, okay.
But she did purchase this makeup.
I haven't heard about Nikki Tutorials in a while.
Yeah, she's pretty, like, she's consistent on TikTok. She goes viral a lot for, like, trying different makeup and stuff. So she bought it for herself because she wanted to test if it was worth the price point. Do I trust someone who bought it over someone who got in PR? Obviously. Yes, of course. Yeah. Like, that makes the most sense. She bought two palettes. So she tried one on TikTok and one on YouTube. And she actually liked the one on YouTube better. She, I will say, did not think that the one on YouTube was worth it. Like, she was making a ton of comments that was like, this is ridiculous. This price point is fucking insane. Who is this for? She's like, this is literally for the elite of the world. Like, who the fuck is gonna buy $250?
The Jeffree Stars.
Literally. Yeah. But then she went on TikTok and I'll show you her TikTok review.
Louis Vuitton just launched $250 eyeshadow palettes. And if that wasn't enough, $160 lipsticks. And if you're like, girl, yeah, we saw the PR packages. Where's yours? Well, when I saw that Pat McGrath is the creative director, I now suddenly understand why my PR package was imaginary.
Someone was very rude to me in my face once, and then I decided to unstan. Goodbye.
So she said in a video that she basically will hide the makeup from like people who are like mean to her, like brands that she does not stand. And then she said like someone was very rude to my face one time, so like boom, and then she threw a palette on top of Pat McGrath. So ever since then they were not friends.
Okay,
so it makes sense that she wasn't on the PR list, but I mean regardless, that shouldn't affect your
opinion. Interesting that she's also wearing a Louis Vuitton bow, which
is
call it?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it says Louis Vuitton on it.
See, that's such a silly purchase too. That would drive me nuts if I'm like,
agreed,
my makeup,
like it's a hair bow. Come on. Like,
it's probably minimum like $300.
PR, I did, however, get PTSD from these prices. My invoice was $1,140.
Jesus.
Hey, PR or no PR, I couldn't care less. But what I do care about is a $250 eyeshadow palette. What in the shareholder levels are these? Who is this for? So, yeah, of course, we're trying it. Let's start building some definition on the inner... Hello? For $250? Not even pigment was included. I tried another palette from the launch for my tube channel, and that, although boring, at least had pigment. I am appalled at how much I have to work this in for some sort of color. What? Watch.
That's insane. That's actually insane. I have a color very similar to that in my M Cosmetics little palette that I travel with. And when I tell you, I just like dab it and it's like the color is there. Like, no, there's no excuse for this.
The few palettes I have that are literally, it's like Tarte, and then I think the Shane and Jeffrey Bond.
I'm so dead. No, but that did have decent pigment. I'll give it that.
Like, it's way too much. Yeah. Like, and then I end up like, it's just, I mean, I'm awful at putting eyeshadow on anyway, but like, it's a disaster. Maybe these would actually be good for me because they would give me more room to mess up.
I actually do think, I have to say, I think that this is intentional. I think that the satiny kind of like not full on matte finish for most of the shades, I do think that the intention was like barely there. And I think they probably have some weird clean girl rich aesthetic reason for doing that. Like, I think it was intentional. I don't think they're like flopping in the manufacturer.
But also it's funny because it's like, oh, is it intentional that then you have to go through the entire palette that was $250
to do one look?
Yeah. Exactly.
The darkest shade?
Oh my God.
That's insane.
With prices like this, it doesn't even feel like makeup. It feels more like a dare. Like, who dares to buy this? I did. Now we're doing the lid color. This better be good.
Yeah, like, how long did it just take her to get that on there?
Okay, like, the lid color is a perfect example of, like, yeah, it's got metallics. And it's, again, I'm telling you, it's like catering to the Hailey Biebers of the world. It's like, yeah. You want, like, a barely there, like, kiss of something. And it's like, well, that's not what makeup is for most people. And I feel like if it's a color, it should be that color when you pick it up on your brush and put it on. Most people don't know how to build up 1,000 layers of something to make it actually have payoff. And like Lily said, it's going to make you go through your palette way quicker. They should have thought of that. But again, that's why I hate designer companies. And I think they're all unethical because literally they don't think of the consumer like that. They literally think, I believe, in my opinion, I feel like they think consumers are idiots and that they're just going to buy anything that they tell them to buy.
But what's crazy then is that you add in the fact that Pat McGrath is the creative director,
know,
or whatever.
I know. I did expect a little bit more from Pat, I'm not gonna lie. Like, there should have been at least one shade in every single palette that was like, whoa, you can't get this anywhere else. That makes sense.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have called this Louis Vuitton beauty. They should have called this a whisper of beauty, a whisper of pigment. My final hope is in this lightest shade. Come on. I know you got something in you. It's something. Usually I would laugh at this and call it like a 3 out of 10, but in these conditions, maybe a 6, I don't know. This has got to be the most boring lackluster eye I've done in months. $250 for this? For this? You know what? I'm skipping lipstick. I'm saving that for another time. I can't do this anymore. Oh.
And obviously she got a good look out of it. She looks amazing, but like... Yeah. Still.
Better than what Jeffrey ended up with.
I know. I'm so dead. He didn't even try. I don't know what that was about.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Rocket Money.
If you don't already know, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Yeah, and I definitely take advantage of the unwanted subscriptions aspect of it because, as I've mentioned many times, I have a problem with signing up for free trials and then forgetting to cancel them, and then I just have so many subscriptions and spend way too much money on things that I don't need.
One of my favorite features that I feel like is not talked about enough is when it alerts you that you have a large bill coming up, and it just helps you be prepared for when that leaves your bank account, and that's been very helpful lately. I also really, in general, like Rocket Money for budgeting specifically. Their dashboard lays everything out so that you know what you're spending your money on and how much money you spent this week versus last week, last month. It categorizes all your spending for you. It's really doing all the work I could never do for myself before I had Rocket Money, and it's really helped me with budgeting.
And speaking of doing the work for you, when you have unwanted subscriptions and you want to cancel them, you can just do it all through Rocket Money. You don't have to like log in and then click cancel and then have it be like, are you sure you want to cancel? And then you're like, yes, I'm sure. That's why I said cancel. And then suddenly it's asking you 5 more times. It does it all for you. So much easier.
And Rocket Money has 5 million members that have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions alone, with members saving up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features.
If you want to try Rocket Money and cancel your unwanted subscriptions today and reach your financial goals faster, go to rocketmoney.com/DWKT today.
That's rocketmoney.com/GWKT, rocketmoney.com/GWKT. And thank you so much to Rocket Money for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Now, James Charles also reviewed this. I will spare you, Queens and Kings. I'm not doing it.
Thank you.
Half of it was a painted sponsorship, basically. He was just talking about painted
for
like the first 5 minutes.
Weird that he would even try another brand because I feel like all he talks about is his own.
But it is relevant that he reviewed it because James does get roasted by Jeffrey in a second. However, once Nikki Tutorial's videos went up about this, people started clocking Jeffrey and saying like, oh, so can you actually do like an honest review now? Actually, the comment he's responding to says, and now please do an honest review. We all know the pigment of that eyeshadow is not included in the price. Mind you, coupled with people comparing the two reviews, there's a lot of consumers very angry at the price point in general. Does everyone need a Louis Vuitton palette? No. Can you just not buy it? Sure. But there is something to be said, in my opinion, about consumers being angry that rich ass people like Jeffree Star and people who are just like happy to be on PR like Glamzilla are hyping this up when it's not hype worthy. Like, don't make the people who can't afford this feel like they're like being left out of something.
Missing out. Yeah.
It's unethical. Like, I feel like that's fucked up.
And that maybe like makes them save up so they can buy it and then they get it and they're like, oh.
Exactly. But this was Jeffree's response. He was very, very, very catty about it. He was not happy with people calling him out because
shocking.
You know, when it's Jeffree Star approved, I mean, that's the holy gospel.
$250.
Oh.
Not even pigment was included. I tried another palette from the launch for my tube channel, and that, although boring, at least had...
Oh, hello. Okay, so I filmed part one actually days ago, never predicting all of this drama. Now it's Monday morning. I woke up all peaceful, had a really great sleep. My skin is looking so clear, but I guess there was a full moon last night. It must be Mercury retrograde, or it really must be the full moon, because I woke up today to thousands and thousands of random hate comments all about Miss Louis Vuitton. Okay, so the topic of discussion is, of course, the $250 eyeshadow palette. Now, I guess Nikki Tutorials and James Charles reviewed the makeup. They bought it themselves. They were not on the PR list. So is it giving bitter Betty, or why am I involved?
Okay, so it's giving bitter if they don't like it, but you liking it when it's not good, no one wants to talk about that?
No.
Well, I mean, I think everyone does want to talk about that. That's the problem.
I feel like Jeffree Star's so culty. Like, what he says goes, no matter what. If he's right, if he's wrong, like, it's what he says, and that's gospel.
If they, or if he tried it, that means he's right, and if they don't like it, they're wrong for sure.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I actually respect Nikki Tutorials, but if you hear her in the intro, she said that she reviewed a different Louis palette for her YouTube channel, and that one was totally fine with pigment, even though it was boring according to her, it had pigment.
It's boring according to 99% of people who look at that palette. Get the fuck out of here. You're completely delusional.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And that he would probably think it's boring if it had not been Louis Vuitton.
I wouldn't even use it. Like, I would never reach for that, not even if you paid me to do it. Like, it's bad. Yeah. As a makeup lover, that is a bad palette.
Lightest color story for TikTok, and now everyone's coming at me like I'm a liar. We're seeing a lot of things that, oh, Jeffree, you just wanted to be on the PR list for Louis, so you lied for them. I'm the dumbass that bought a $150,000 pool table from Louis Vuitton.
Again, that's not helping your point. It's maybe saying you weren't lying because you wanted to stay on the PR list, but it could be that you are just completely brainwashed and think that everything Louis Vuitton is amazing because you're obsessed with it.
Yep.
Is everyone okay? Do you need a cold compress to your head? Hello?
Do you? You can't even fucking move your forehead. God damn, Jeffree. He pisses me off. There are a few people that boil my blood, but Jeffree Star, he really yanks my chain. My God.
People are trying to say that my opinion has been compromised. Hello?
Oh my God, that laugh.
Nothing moves. It is insane.
It's giving Lindsay Lohan when she tried to cry in that one movie. God bless.
Bless her heart.
I know. I love her. She's, you know, she's great, but my goodness.
Preloaded my ass. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Here's the palette in question. Let's take a closer look. Here's exactly what I used in my first video. Now, here's the blue version that I bought with my own money. Of course, the PR ones did not come with their own pouches. Here she is. Oh! Now, trying to insinuate that Louis Vuitton sent out PR kits with more pigmented makeup and then the stores got less pigmented is so dumb.
Wait, what?
I guess he's saying that some people were saying that in his comments, accusing the PR packages of being better quality than...
That's a dumb comment. Yeah. I don't think that happened.
I agree. But also, Nikki didn't say in the YouTube video, we didn't watch it, but like, she didn't say this has zero pigment. She was just saying like, this is like literally the most boring palette ever. And then in the TikTok one,
she says that it does have pigment, that it was just boring.
Yeah, no, but her TikTok one, the one that she tried on TikTok, was the lighter palette with lighter shades. Mm. That didn't have pigment to it. So I think that some people looked at that and were like, wait a second, if she got bad, you know, they just made that correlation and then like thought, but no.
Which I get it, but I don't think that is the case.
Are y'all serious? Because Nikki Tutorials had her own opinion, I can't have mine. I'm accused of preloading my brush before applying the makeup. So I'm also,
you're
live
also
streaming
shitting
right
on her
now.
For
Let's
having
try
her pillow
again. And I have one more thing to say. I woke up to all these comments. Well, Nikki and James used it and it didn't, and they didn't have the same experience as you. We're still listening to what James Charles has to say. Someone that admitted to texting minors and then deleted the apology video.
Yeah, agreed.
You're right,
James.
But
no one
wrong,
should listen to him
bitch.
For anything. But also, how does that have anything to do with his makeup opinion?
It doesn't, but it's also the same as me not wanting to fucking listen to him because he is a racist, horrible human being who said he was going to throw battery acid on a black woman to lighten her skin. So yeah, I don't want to listen to what the fuck you have to say, Jeffree Star. Can we make that comparison? Like, he just has a lot of fucking balls to do this.
Not defending James Charles. I don't want to listen to him review
no,
anything.
Fuck him too.
But it's like that being his reasoning for why James's opinion's irrelevant.
He could have also done what we did and ignored the fact that James Charles even uploaded a tutorial. Who gives a shit? And not talked about
him
at all, because that's actually the best way to get rid of him is just like pretend he doesn't exist.
But here we are talking about
that. I know. Fuck my whole life. I know.
You guys are believing someone that likes children. I think we have a bigger issue at hand. I think I'm thoroughly offended that anyone would think I would lie about something to get a free lipstick. No offense, but huh? Would you look at that? The Louis Vuitton lipstick that I bought with my own money. Look.
Why was it already applied before you put it on?
I was just gonna say, you already had lipstick on.
I don't doubt that the lipstick is fine. I looked at Nikki's review even, and it was like, it was fine. She said it was almost identical to Pat McGrath lipsticks, which are really good. And it's like, okay, cool. It's $160 though.
And weird way to like prove your point.
I know.
Lipstick looking so fabulous. I don't care that it's $160. I love it. Let's get to this topic. Remember when I quit YouTube and I stopped doing 40-minute videos to now do 3-minute videos? Why was the brush already full of eyeshadow? It wasn't full of eyeshadow. I dipped into it a couple times and then I immediately went to my eye and blended. No sorcery or magic, but I guess it's up for debate. So here's the brush I used in the review. Let's put her down. Here is a clean, brand new one. This is the Jeffree Star S4 brush launching in November. Okay. Now let's go right here and let's not cut the video. Oh no. Oh my God, it has pigment. I'm also live streaming this right now and I can't stop laughing. Okay, let me take my brush and let me bring it right to the eye with no cuts. Does it have any pigment? Oh my God, I don't see it. Oh no, nothing's there. I mean, that looks like a lot of pigment to me. What? Like any eye look.
You're doing a really good job of recreating how horrible it looked the first time. So I'm proud of you for that. Like, why is he doing the same thing again? It looked so bad.
Literally, it's like on Beauty Break when we would be like trying to recreate like a smoky eye or something. And then it would just look like someone punched us in the face.
Oh my God.
There again, and you're gonna go right in. We're gonna take the JS5 and we're gonna go right in here. Oh no, oh no. Immediately go right up here.
Oh my God, you're so annoying.
Literally the most annoying.
Edge.
Wow, that looks fucking horrible. Holy shit.
You're supposed to be softening the edge. It doesn't look, looks kind of jagged, I would say.
Beautiful payoff. And then we're gonna take this flat brush. Ooh, look, 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 look. No preloaded. And we're gonna go right over here to this copper shade. I didn't even wet the brush, y'all. Okay. Hi. Pigments right
there. You shouldn't have
to. We're just gonna go right here and tuck it in. Oh, look, 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 look. That's so weird. And last but not least, I'm gonna do a different.
Oh my God. There's also still cuts.
Yes, and it just looks really bad.
That wasn't an exaggeration. I literally feel like I could find a Beauty Break where it's
100%.
Us, like, not having any clue what we're doing, and it turns out like this, and we're like, ooh, we tried.
Good enough, I guess.
In that last video, we're just gonna tuck that little shade right there. Oh, it's so pretty. This is very wearable, but also very high fashion. There is a conspiracy that
high
the
fashion.
Makeup you get in PR is way more pigmented than what the customers are buying. Here we go. I'm preloading underneath my brow with, of course, the Jeffree Star O palette. We need a little white shade to blend those blues. Okay, here is my clean brush. I think we should go into the darkest shade. Oh, wow.
She also
look.
Didn't use the blue.
It works.
No, she didn't.
Did James?
Deep blue shade, and let's see if it has any sort of payoff. Oh, would you look at that? I'm gonna stamp it in just like the last one. Well, would you look at her? I'm live streaming this right now and my chat is laughing hysterically at the word preloaded. I don't think I'm ever gonna get over it. Okay, now we're gonna go in with this brush. There is nothing on the brush, of course. And we're gonna go into this beautiful bright metallic. Ooh, look at the sparkle. And we're just gonna put that right there. Oh my God. Yes, Louie. Look at that blue, bitch. We're going with the pencil brush, of course, with nothing.
Oh my God.
Bro, it looks so bad.
Yeah, like, and literally, if you're new here, Lily would never say that. Like, Lily would never.
No, like, I'm confused because I genuinely, this is what I look like when I do my makeup. That's why I don't wear eyeshadow.
We've done so many, like, makeup-related topics, and she's always just like, well, I don't know. Like, I'm not sure. Like, you let me know. Is this bad? But you know, like, it doesn't take a makeup expert to realize that this is bad.
But, like, also, it's not even the makeup that is the problem. It's like, how he's applying it.
Exactly.
Like, which I don't understand why he's...
I don't know. It's almost like he's trying to, like, overcompensate and, like, pack on so much to prove that it's pigmented that it's just looking like he got punched in the eye.
Yeah, or that he just, like, is really rushing through it or
right,
something. But
right,
I just, like, don't get it. Because, like, again, Nikki's looked fine by the time it was done.
Yeah.
Of course, we're going to go into that baby blue with the shimmer.
I'm
Jade
scared. What
looks
are you gonna do with
brighter
that?
Than I thought, but look at that. Ooh, I love the sparkle in there. It's like a little blue.
I'm sorry, nothing is special about those blues. I have blues 20 million times prettier than that. Like, you're not gonna sell me satin blues for $250 in the year 2025. Like, I'm not a fucking moron.
Am I just having memory loss that, like, do people wear, like, bright blue eyeshadow typically?
Maybe some people, sure, yeah.
Like, for certain occasions, sure, but, like, yeah. It just feels like this is very, like, kind of costumey.
Well, as he says, high fashion, which is another word for you can't fucking use it almost ever.
Shadows honestly look really beautiful and they have a lot of pigment. So who's really at fault here? What is the moral of the story? Us as influencers all have different opinions. I will.
It looks
the moral
so
of the
bad.
Story is that you are pushing a $250 eyeshadow palette to people who will never
because
be able
ego.
To afford it. And you think it's cute and you think it's funny and it's not. And your fan base is okay with you being a rich asshole, but most people aren't. And most people look at you and think you're a shitty person for bragging about your $150,000 pool table and pretending that this eyeshadow looks even halfway decent. Like, it's just,
well,
it's bullshit.
And the fact that now he seems like he's doing it just because his, like, ego, like, he
exactly.
was offended because people gave him hate comments, so he's doubling down.
100%. And in the process, fuck James Charles, whatever, call him a predator, that's what he is. But in the process, you shaded Nikki Tutorials, you rolled your eyes at her, and not to mention, you've been a dick to her, outing the fact that she was done dirty by Too Faced when that's her story to tell. And he told the whole world, like, she got like $30,000 for her Too Faced palette and she was X, Y, and Z. This was all the, like, ins and outs of her fucking deal that he knew. He spilled all her beans. Okay, he's just a fucking asshole. And then on top of that, to shade her because she didn't like it, because she's realistic and looked at it and said this is nothing special because it isn't.
But then also while simultaneously saying, like, we can all have our opinions.
He's like, can she though? Is that allowed?
Clearly not, though, because now you're, like, getting, like, you're making this to prove them
yeah.
wrong.
You're mad that people looked at these palettes and said they're nothing special, and all you're doing here is proving that they have pigment. Yeah, they better.
Feels bare minimum.
That wasn't even Nikki's main, I mean, yes, in the TikTok video, that was, like, she was flabbergasted by the fact that it didn't have a lot of pigment to it, but, like, her main thing was, like, who the fuck is going to spend $250 on a palette? And if you do, it needs to be way more special than this. This is ridiculous.
And Jeffrey's like, I will buy them myself. In addition to the one I was gifted.
So fuck it. It's so out of touch. It's so icky. And then also just comically very ugly. I just think it just looks horrible.
Yeah.
But all in all, that's pretty much it. That's a Louis Vuitton $250 palette drama. It was so hard for me to cover this and compose myself. And I don't think I did compose myself. I think I got pretty rowdy.
I mean, I think I'm going to go buy some for myself so I can have
yeah,
some
get
high
two.
Fashion looks
Why
next
not?
Week.
You might need some blues and some really lackluster reds. So I would go with both palettes, honestly.
No, literally, I feel like I need to, like, do my makeup, like, do eyeshadow and next time just to show you how similar it will be to this.
Yeah, my favorite is his, like, rounded inner corner, which is, like, very much giving my daughter when she does her makeup.
And, like, when it's almost going, like, over to his nose too much. Like,
yeah,
it's,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're very harsh lines.
Yeah, yeah, very harsh. Nothing blended. But anyway, bye, Jeffrey. Hope to not see you for a long time.
Interesting.
No more Botox, okay, buddy?
Oh my God.
He needs to
listen.
Sue whoever I he get wants it. To. Like, and I was thinking about, like, why do I want to get Botox? Is it something that I really need? By the way, it's like, it's temporary. It wears off in 3 months, 3 to 4 months, whatever.
Unfortunately, it does, yes.
But, like, I do believe in aging gracefully. Like, when she was talking to me about my forehead, which I don't really feel like I need it on my forehead, but I, like, was like, maybe I get it here. And she's like, you're not going to be able to scowl because I have to do the, like, in between your eyebrows. And I was like, no. I need all my facial expressions. And I do love aging. And I think it's, like, a very, it's nice to have, like, little smile lines and it shows that you've laughed a lot in your life. I get tweaking little things, but whatever's going on here, seems like a malpractice situation on our hands.
Oh,
like,
that, it's just bad. He does not have one wrinkle on that face.
He doesn't have a wrinkle, an expression, anything. Like, if he is mad and shocked, the only way you know is his voice and, like, a tiny movement of the eye. That's
scary.
Like,
and his eyes that he, like, but he also has to, like, kind of, like, move his head back to, like, show his eyes.
That's enough about Jeffree Star's Botox. We can move on now. So, moving on to something that I saw last night on my For You page, and I'm so annoyed because I was kind of in a rush to get up here and I didn't get to get Nassim's opinion on it, and I really wanted it because I think that he would have gotten a kick out of this. So I gotta, check
two opinions
him
from him on the Louis Vuitton.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. This is a French episode. How weird. Mm-hmm. I'm so dead. Our researcher named this.
Oh my god, no, I know what this is. Oh, we got tagged in it so many times.
Oh my god.
I didn't watch a lot of them. I only saw like a couple, but I was dying.
Our researcher named it Tunis? No, Tunis. I am really, really amused at this topic, but I do think that there's some like slightly deeper things that people are definitely like clocking with this, like uneducated American people entitled and traveling and being really dumb, you know, as we do. And so I think that there's a larger topic for sure, but it is basically about two girls who got on an airplane, thought they were going to Nice, like in France, and it turns out they were going to Tunis in Africa. Tunisia.
I think they missed their flight and the airline had to rebook them. And they said they're going to Nice, France. But then they said, misinterpreted that.
Tunis. Yeah. Yes. Which is an unfortunate, like, you know, it's pretty similar. And it's kind of crazy because this whole series starts off by the person we're going to be talking about, who is Brittany Diallo. I don't know how to pronounce if that's her last name. But Brittany is, I believe, an American girl. Mm-hmm. And she was traveling with her friend to Nice,
France.
In France.
Yep.
And she starts off strong this whole series by posting this TikTok that says, when the airline employee misheard us when we said we needed a flight to Nice, France, and we landed in Tunis, Africa. Now, there's so many things when I saw this that I'm like, there's no fucking way. So first off, I'm like, I understand the mix-up, right? Nice, Tunis.
Yeah.
I want to go Tunis. Oh, you want to go Tunis? Like, I understand. Yeah. But I don't understand how you board a plane here.
It's on the ticket. It's on the sign, like the little digital sign outside the airplane. They're saying the flight boarding to Nice. Like,
yeah, there's so many
steps. That's a lot of signs to miss.
Yeah, this was absolutely dumb on their behalf, for sure. Like, I don't understand how this happened. But anyway, we do get a little glimpse of it because they were filming when they realized that this was happening. It was during, of course, when they were boarding the plane. Not before. Not a minute before that.
Where are you going?
Nice? Is this going to Nice?
Tunis, yeah. I thought you said to Nice, which is in France. Oh. That's why you confused me.
Wait, where is this going?
Tunis, yeah, in Tunisia.
Yeah. In Tunisia?
North Africa, not in France. You're not going to France, right?
Yeah, we are.
You are going to France?
Is that where this is going? Just go for that. Oh my god, Brittany. Where's Tanisha? I don't know. I don't know, Brittany. He misheard us.
Not her looking it up on the map on her fucking iPhone.
I need to go talk to them. Excuse me? Is this plane going here?
Sorry?
Are we going there? Is that where we're going?
No.
Where are we going?
Yeah, look on your fucking ticket.
Not her literally pointing to the fucking ticket, like, you morons.
Hannah, here? Hannah. Where's Tunis? Look at, that's what that is, Brittany.
This is room, so
I would be so annoyed with their giggling.
Like, it has to say Africa on their ticket.
Of course.
Like, that's ridiculous. It's not like, how would you not look at
but
all
even
and
if
miss
it doesn't say
signs?
Africa, even if it says Tunis, it's not spelled as Nice.
You can, like, at least say that way. Like, maybe they're really stupid, but like, this isn't even just stupid. This is like, you are so oblivious to what is going on around you that, like, I don't know.
Like, I'm scared for you to travel by yourself.
I'm scared for you to exist in the world.
I know. We're going to Africa?
No.
Stop pointing to her fucking map.
The phone. Yes. Oh my god, literally that lady. Did you see her? She like, shooed their hand away.
Yes.
We're going to Tunis.
No, we're supposed to go to Nice.
No. Nice.
Yeah, France. Yes.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Hannah.
What do? We need to go.
Please, we're not going. We can't go here.
We're
it's
going
the wrong
to
flight. It's the wrong flight. We need to go. Where's Tunisia?
In North Africa.
Right here, Tunisia.
Stop the fucking phone.
Like, literally, they are annoying and ignorant. Like, that's not even up for debate. Now,
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
For part two, they go up to the front and talk to them. And it's really insane to me that they actually ended up taking a flight to Africa.
So question, why is Tunisia, but then also like, are those different places? Are they the same?
I think Tunisia is the country and then Tunis is the city. Like, Algeria is a country and then Algiers is a city that's in it. You know what I mean?
Then, like, on the ticket, wouldn't it say, like, Tunisia, Africa? Like, wouldn't it have, like, all of them? Maybe it does.
Yeah, it would say Tunis, probably Tunisia. Or maybe it just says Tunis. Like, T-U-N-I-S. Like, not yeah. N-I-C-E. So it's just, it doesn't make
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering. That makes sense, though, if it's, like, a city, country, continent.
Is that where this is going? Just go for that.
Oh my God,
Brittany.
Do you have luggage?
Yes. What do we do?
Wait, where's...
I just looked it up. Tunis is the capital of Tunisia.
Okay.
Tunisia. We were supposed to go to Nice. We told the guy Nice.
Nice.
We told them Nice.
Yes, later. After this flight.
It's going to go to Nice?
You change the plane later.
We're going to have to go change it in Tunis. Okay, we'll just stick. We'll just go.
We're just going to go.
We'll just stay.
Like, right there, the door is still open for boarding.
Why would they get on the plane?
That
makes zero sense. That's why I'm like, did they do it for the plot? Because this is just weird.
That does sound a little bit more plotty. That does sound very like, okay, well, fuck it. This is an adventure. And like, we'll catch a plane in Tunis to Nice. Like, obviously, North Africa is not very far from France. Like, it is probably going to be like a quick plane ride. You didn't know that? Literally, my husband could catch a plane from Algiers and it's like an hour flight or something.
Yeah, no, I would have had zero clue whatsoever.
Like, it's not going to be like an 8-hour situation. Like, maybe they're thinking we'll just connect. Like, once we go there, we'll get the flight.
Even if I got on a plane and was like going to New York instead of Texas, it would be like, which actually is probably longer because everything in the United States is farther away and stuff. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, even if it was just like a little inconvenience, I would be like, no, I'm not getting on that plane. I'm obviously getting off and getting
100%. I think that their luggage was checked. Maybe that was an aspect
of it. I'd rather lose my luggage than go to the wrong continent.
I wouldn't rather lose my luggage. But if I know my luggage can hitch a ride from Tunis to Nice when I get there, then I can ride it out for a few hours or a day or something. It says on screen, the whole plane witnessed our spiral and either found it entertaining or hated us. And I think pretty much that's accurate. Like, I feel like there's only two ways to interpret this.
I'm just so curious. Yeah, the women are death glaring them.
Yeah, literally. Oh my God, people are mortal. Oh my God. This is horrible.
Everyone's laughing. Okay, we're going to Africa.
If this had somehow happened to me, the last thing I would be doing would be like loudly giggling and announcing it over and over again.
Lily, she's pointing to a sign of the airline she's on, which is called Tunis Air.
Well, clearly they didn't read any signs if they were going to.
You know what I know? You know what I think they thought? I think they thought that it was like Nice, but in French or something. Like Tunis, like,
I think that's even giving them more credit that it was like some kind of logical misunderstanding.
This is horrible. How are you going to go on American Airlines and not know you're going to America? Like, or you're in America already? Like, this is insane.
I truly don't know what's harder to believe. That they're really that just like oblivious to what's going on around them, that this happened on accident, or that they would have done this on purpose.
Alas, they did go to Africa and immediately there started talking to everyone. I have to show you a clip of her talking to this poor,
oh no,
poor worker.
You know, I hate
who was not only dealing with like somebody screaming at him, and people translated in the comments, they said she was speaking Arabic and that she was telling him that she wanted a refund. But it was a mixture of that and then them telling him, like, we don't know why we're in Africa. Like, it's literally just a nightmare.
You know, my biggest thing that makes me just so, like, viscerally uncomfortable to watch is, like, pranks or, like, inconveniencing service people and just, like, being obnoxious and causing problems when it's, like, they don't want to do. And that's what this is going to be, and I know it's going to be so painful.
100%. But before we get to that, this, I guess, covers one of the reasons why they didn't want to get off the plane, which is, again, because they had their bags checked, which is like...
So you'd rather go to a different continent than you would just not have your bags?
Yeah.
Sydney's friends. So we said, okay, we go to Tunis Arc employee in Rome, and we say, hey, we need a ticket to Nice, France. They said, okay. They gave us a ticket by accident to Tunis Arc, Africa.
Instead of Nice, France.
Yeah, we got it.
And then when we get on the plane, we said, this is not the right plane. They said we had to get on the plane regardless because my luggage...
They didn't say that. I will say he did basically tell her, like, you can connect once you're in Tunisia. Like, he didn't want to deal with her. I will say that. But, like, also the checked bags, like, I think that is the dumbest reason to, like, have stayed on that plane.
It just doesn't make sense.
Instead, to get fix this for us, to get us to Nice, because we're not supposed to be here. The Tunis Arc employee in Rome gave us the wrong ticket to Tunis Arc, not to Nice, France.
I don't like the way she's talking to him.
France,
I don't like the way she's talking to him.
Yeah, she's like talking to him like he's stupid. And it's like, you guys are the ones that just came to a different country, but okay.
But anyway, this is the clip I was talking about where the lady's screaming and then...
Oh, no.
So it's a family screaming at this man, and then right after, he had to see them. Talk about the fucking knees to knees thing.
Literally, the people that work in airports, I can't, like, God bless them.
And I understand why a lot of times it may seem like they're in a bad mood for no reason. There's a reason, probably.
Yeah, for sure.
Please look at the guy's face in this.
And then when we missed the flight, we told EasyJet we need a new flight to Nice, France. They said go to Tunis Arc and they will help you.
Okay, so that, I guess that's the backstory. They missed the flight. You were right about that. And then they were supposed to ride on that original flight on EasyJet, but then they switched to Tunis Air or Tunis Air, whatever, however you pronounce it. Sorry. They apparently offer flights to Nice, but they also offer flights to Tunis.
So we go to the Tunis Arc employee in Rome.
Then they're still fighting in the back.
Were they not coming from America? They were in Rome already?
I don't know exactly where they were. It sounds like it only because I think EasyJet is not even, like, that's nowhere in the United States, I'm pretty sure.
Well, and if there was, like, a language barrier that even caused for the mix-up to happen in the first place, it might have been.
And you have to understand, I think that with Americans specifically, we are granted, whether it's, like, a false sense of whatever the fuck we have here that we're fed from a young age, where, like, we just don't feel like we have to, like, pay attention to that much shit and do that much shit when we're like, we get things done for us and we're like I get why the rest of the world hates us. I do. It's like this entitlement and this sense of like, it's just so ignorant. These people are traveling abroad and not understanding that they're not in their home. Like, this is not your comfort zone. So what do you have to do? You have to make sure you're good. That is not on anyone else. You need to double and triple check all your documents, everything you have. Make sure you triple and quadruple check it. Because that's on you. That's not on the airline lady. Like, it's not. I don't care if her first language is not English. That doesn't matter. Read your fucking ticket.
Oh, at the bare absolutely minimum. Not. This is the epitome of, like, if people are like, oh, they see this. That's why people are like, we hate Americans because they're so stupid. It does seem like they went and rebooked their flight and just expected it to be like something they didn't even have to double check.
Exactly. But like, yeah, like, I feel like in general, people need to understand that traveling is your, like, it's your responsibility. Nobody is there to do you any favors. They didn't book your fucking flight. It's just a little bit insane that you would get the ticket, walk around, lollygag, get your Starbucks, and then sit at your gate and not realize you're going to Tunisia. It's fucking batshit.
And I just don't even believe that when they got the tickets, that they didn't say, like, okay, here's your ticket to Tunis, Africa. Yeah. Like, they don't just not give you details. It makes me think, there's no way they could be that detached
from reality. Sure. Look at their cadence. Like, it's like giving, they're not aware of what's happening.
I know, but it's just so insane.
It is.
But it's equally as insane that it wouldn't be real and that this was all just like for views, potentially.
I don't think so. Like, I get trying to solve the issue and trying to figure out how you're gonna get on your next flight. One of the main things is they wanted to have the flight paid for them to Nice.
That's ridiculous. Insane.
Obviously, the airline did not go for that and told them they have to pay their own tickets. And then they posted this that it says on screen, they are making us pay for a new flight, saying we can't get on the next one tonight. Everyone is rude. Two men who are the supervisors yelled in my face in tears. So as a last resort, I had to bring out my bestie chat, so ChatGPT.
Oh my God.
And found out about EU regulation. And now they are taking us a bit more seriously so we can get to Nice ASAP. And it says, under EU regulation, this is ChatGPT speaking, this counts as a misrouting and denied proper rerouting. We are therefore entitled to full reimbursement of the Tunis ticket, full reimbursement of the Nice ticket we had to purchase, and $250 per passenger compensation since the flight distance was under 1,500 kilometers. I am paying under protest only to continue my trip, but I need your full name and confirmation that you're refusing to cover this, as I will be escalating the claim with the airline and the national enforcement body. Please know I am documenting this interaction. That's what ChatGPT suggested they say.
So I guess they eventually did buy a ticket to Nice to from Nice. Tunis.
Correct. And they want it reimbursed. I say that's insane.
Did no one go, did you not read your ticket? Did you not look
literally,
at
the literally, some of the comments are like, not you getting angry for your own mistake. Like, literally, that was on you. Even if the fucking agent did it, how many times can we say it? You went through with it, like, in an extreme way. Like, you literally just bypassed every glaring sign that said you're going to Tunis. Like, it's fucking, I'm sorry, this is ridiculous.
It's not even spelled similar. Like, you wouldn't look at it and be like, oh, maybe that's an abbreviation for Nice or something. Like, that's not where you're going.
Yeah, and even people agreeing with them and just being like, why would the booking agent do that? Why would you, once that's done, I could get being annoyed. Let's say, like, you're like, I'm going to Nice, and then she books you a flight to Tunis, and you don't realize till you're at the gate. And that's annoying, but
yeah. And how do we get on the plane? Then I have to wonder that they didn't confirm it at all. Like, they just were like, Tunis, and then booked it, and then nothing else was said. Like, I don't think I believe that. Like, I'm gonna need to see some security footage to show that this person at the counter booked them the wrong ticket and they had were they just not paying attention?
I agree. Know? I think this is all a bit insane. They do eventually take their flight to Nice. I don't know their refund situation as of right now. They've just been posting and like happy that they're in Nice and all that stuff. There are certain people upset with the fact that they not only pretty much didn't know that Tunisia was a place, but that they treated it like I wouldn't want to be there type of thing. Again, I go back to the vacation situation of it all. If you're planning to go one place, any other place is going to be jarring. It doesn't mean that it's not a beautiful place to visit and that it's not like worthy of tourism.
Unless there was videos we didn't watch where they were exhibiting this, but I didn't ever pick up on them being like, ew, Tunisia.
Well,
like,
they weren't ill Tunisia about it, but this video that I'm about to show you definitely did not sit well with people.
Guys, we made it. I don't know how, especially in a country where they don't understand English.
We did it.
I don't wish this upon any enemy. It was the craziest, most horrible experience of my life.
I agree with that statement.
The craziest thing I think I've ever been through.
Yeah, and then a lady came in. Yeah, it was just a lot. We're going to Nice.
We're going to go to Nice and we're going to sleep.
I really like this top comment because I feel like it really encapsulates what was frustrating me about this video. And it says, I think instead of especially in a country where they don't understand English, you mean especially in a country where we don't speak the native language.
Yeah.
And I think that's my biggest issue here. You're choosing to travel abroad. You have a responsibility to either learn that language or do something, even at the bare minimum. Like, I have these little headphones. I don't know if I've ever talked about it. For when my husband's family comes, because they don't speak English.
Live translates.
It translates. Yeah, live translates. And it's like not perfect, but it's helpful. And like, at the very least, maybe have those. Google Translate is also a thing. You were literally standing there talking to this guy, like talking down to him pretty much, and be like, then we went to Nice, like just being an entitled, that's why they
hate us. This isn't defending them at all because they're assholes, but wasn't that when they were in Tunis? That was after they got there. So it's like, they wouldn't have learned that because they didn't know they were going there. But they didn't have to go They should have gotten off the plane and flown to 100%. Nice instead of gone to Tunis.
100%. They didn't have to learn the native language of Tunisia. But what I do think they should have done is travel abroad with the means. And I mean, their cell phone is the means nowadays.
Yeah, it was like there's translation apps all the time. Yeah.
The fact that they didn't even do that shows me how ignorant they are. I'm sorry. It really, really does. Like, genuinely, Google Translate is the bare minimum. It's not perfect, but it works. And it's good enough for you to be able to navigate that.
You were able to use ChatGPT to try and get a refund, but not to communicate what you were doing. Yeah. Yeah.
Them saying, like, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. I was in a place where they didn't speak English. Like, I understand people's feelings of them being entitled idiot Americans.
For sure.
I do kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
And I think that they're not ready to travel by themselves. But anyway, that is pretty much it. I just don't even know how to conclude that, but it was bizarre. But anyway, we love the internet. Okay, I saw this one today and I thought it was funny. Do you feel really awkward when restaurants sing you happy birthday?
Not like really awkward, but it's kind of like, I feel like I kind of feel awkward when anyone sings me happy birthday.
Yeah.
Because you're just what do I do
now?
Well,
this guy definitely does.
If you told somebody that it's my birthday and they're coming to sing happy birthday, I'm going to stop.
Are you serious?
Oh, no.
It's a knife. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday, American. It looks like a great dessert, though.
People in the comments were like, they didn't even know they were almost victims.
But at least that was a better song than just like singing happy birthday. Like, I feel like that one usually it's like happy birthday. Da, 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 hey.
Yeah, I like when they do an interpretive moment with the happy birthday song.
It's also just shorter.
When they're all doing it,
they're like, okay, hey, bye. I almost think it's more awkward when like friends and family are all doing it and they're like singing out happy birthday the whole time. Yeah. And they're like, okay, we can stop now. Okay, this is kind of random. I passed this a few times and I have never seen anything like it. I think it's the coolest thing ever. And I just don't even understand how you'd begin to plan or choreograph this. It's a DJ that has like a choreographed routine to a light show. And it's just the most impressive thing I've ever seen. Like, how is he doing it?
Oh, I see. Yeah. It's giving America's Got Talent. They do things like this all the time.
It's just so cool. And it's like, I don't know, like, who it's more impressive, whoever is like doing the lights or who him.
Do you see the comments?
No.
Do you do funerals?
Oh my God.
I love that. No, he's eating it. Yeah, I like that.
But then also, like, whoever is, I don't know if it's maybe an automated thing. So it's like the timing is the same every time.
No, yeah, it's definitely programmed.
But like, whoever designed it even to begin, like, it's just so cool. That's so impressive.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
Super random, but I just was mesmerized.
Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. But that is all we've got. So we best be skedaddling. But as always, we hope you have a wonderful weekend and we will see you on Monday.
And thank you again for the support, girlies. We really appreciate it. We love you.
Thank
Cheers.
You.